Patient name, Matthew Hennigan, H-E-N-I-G-N-A-N. Provider, Kareen Castrol, C-A-R-R-E-E-N. Last name, Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L. P-M-H, comma, N-P, B-C. Date of service, 1-10-2024. Time of appointment, 6 p.m. End of appointment, 7 p.m. Code, 99205. The patient is a 39-year-old married male who presents with chief complaint of, quote-unquote, severe anxiety on a regular basis, unquote. The patient reports a high level of stress. He was 18 months old when he suffered a traumatic brain injury. He fell 6 feet. He was in a coma for 2 weeks. The patient had to relearn all of his developmental milestones. He had seizures episodically, period. There was a 6-month period in which he was on anticonvulsants. Then he was taken off of them. At age 12, the patient had an eye exam, which revealed right eye dimming more than the left. It was found that he had 30% blindness in the right eye. The MRI showed a damaged optic nerve secondary to traumatic brain injury. The patient reports being anxious his entire life. At age 27, the anxiety worsened to the point of panic attacks. He felt short of breath. He couldn't breathe, period. He went to cardiologists and pulmonologists, period. His mother, who was a registered nurse, noticed a lump on his neck. He saw an endocrinologist, and 5 thyroid nodules were discovered, period. Within 3 years, the largest node tripled, and it was found to be malignant. In January 2013, the patient underwent a thyroidectomy for the malignancy, period. This helped with his breathing and what seemed to be panic attacks, but then his generalized anxiety worsened considerably. In 2013, he started Xanax, 0.5 milligrams POQID with Klonopin 1 milligram in the AM. He found that the Klonopin was not helpful, so it was stopped. He was continued on the Xanax. He always took a Xanax at bedtime to help him sleep, given the fact that he always had problems sleeping. Eventually, over time, the Xanax was reduced to 3 times a day, then twice a day. In February of 2023, his primary care provider, Dr. Nimmagadda, N-I-M-M-A-G-A-D-D-A, retired. He got his last prescription for Xanax in February of 2023. From that point on, he tried to go without it. He stopped sleeping on a regular basis. He was only sleeping about 2 hours per night. Additionally, he had the stress of a new job, which he took in October of 23. The patient didn't sleep for 5 nights straight. His behavior became erratic. He became paranoid. He was talking to people that weren't there. He also trashed his office, taking apart computers, feeling that he was being bugged and that someone was after him and his family. He had not had any Xanax for 7 to 8 months by then. On November 5th, he sustained a grand mal seizure while his wife was next to him. It was 3 to 5 minutes in duration, and he stopped breathing. The wife did CPR and called 911. She joined the session later with his, by telephone with his consent. She confirmed this detail. He was brought to St. Catherine of Siena Medical Center. He stated that the seizure was deemed secondary to no sleep and thyroid abnormalities. He had stopped his thyroid replacement hormone, having run out of it. His TSH was greater than 100. The patient was given Ativan in the hospital. He was released. He was put on Keppra, 500 milligrams PO/BID, which he remains on. The patient was not seen by neurology during that visit. Since that time, he was also given a prescription for Ativan, 1 milligram PO/BID, when he left for the hospital. He followed up with his primary care physician, who was willing to give him alprazolam, 0.5 milligrams once daily, period. One prescription was for 20 days. The following was for 10 days. The patient has been judiciously using these once daily. However, he is not sleeping and is afraid he will have a seizure again. Since having a seizure, he and his wife both report that he lost his memory. He seems to have short-term memory difficulties. The patient and his wife also state that he has a lower frustration tolerance and is more easily frustrated. He yells at times, which was not typical of him in the past. The wife is concerned that he has neurocognitive changes since his seizure. She also stated that there was one instance since he had the seizure in November where he was talking to Army buddies. This occurred twice 2 weeks ago, in which he was talking to people that did not exist. The patient was never in the Army. Additionally, the patient was reported to be paranoid on these two occasions, which were transient. He thought that someone was after him. The patient reports mood swings in which he sometimes feels depressed. These episodes have lasted 7 days or longer, again, with decrease in sleep, among other neurovegetative signs. However, during all these times, he missed his sleep. He never felt particularly energized. He never spent excess amounts of money. He never talked fast or was hypersexual. The patient denies any significant trauma other than emotional abuse from his brother, whom he describes as narcissistic. Past psychiatric history, the patient had marriage counseling. He saw a psychiatrist in June of 2023. He stated that he had tried dexvenlafaxine, 50 milligrams PO daily. It never helped him. He also mentioned that he was put on clozapine, which is not confirmed. The patient was being treated by Stony Brook Outpatient Department. Substance abuse, the patient drinks socially 1 to 2 drinks at the most. He used marijuana in high school but never uses it but does not use it at the present time. He has not tried any other drugs, nor does he use any other drugs. He also used to smoke nicotine if he went out socially, but no longer smokes. Family history, the mother is bipolar. Of note is that he does not recognize any of the behaviors of his mother to be present in himself, other than these two isolated episodes in which he felt was briefly erratic in his behavior and delusional. The father and the brother and the mother are described as extremely narcissistic, according to the patient. Maternal grandfather was alcoholic. Father recently died. He had Alzheimer's disease. Medical, the patient has GERD. He has 30% blindness in his right eye. The patient has a spina bifida, has a history of malignancy of the thyroid, currently hypothyroid. He complains of increased GI motility, for which he takes amitriptyline 10 milligrams POBID. As noted previously, the patient is on Keppra 500 milligrams 1BID since he had a seizure in November of 2023. Surgical, the patient had a thyroidectomy in 2013. He had minor surgery on his left knee when he was younger. He had a LASIK procedure. Social history, the patient is an IT engineer. He attended Stony Brook University, where he obtained his master's degree in engineering. He currently works for a company. He got a good job in 2023. Prior to that, he worked for his brother, which was very difficult for him. He was unemployed for 2 years, which created some financial stress for the family. The patient also works as an adjunct professor at Stony Brook University in information systems. He is married for the past 10 years. They own their own home. There are three children, a girl who is 7, a boy who is 6, and a girl who is 3 years old. Developmental, as noted earlier, the patient had to relearn all of his developmental milestones at 18 months. He did this without difficulty. He had no difficulties in school. In fact, he excelled. Next paragraph, as noted previously, his wife, Christina, joined in the conversation and stated that she is concerned because since the seizure, the patient seems to forget a lot. He is easily frustrated and has a shorter fuse.